to the Mishnah on Lamed Amud Beis. Ein notlin eitzim min ha-sukkah, ela min ha-samukkah. Rashi, ein notlin eitzim min ha-sukkah, kigom v'pesach or bateres. Not talking about sukkahs. Talking about stam ha-sukkah on Pesach or Shavuos, yoshe b'sukkah b'gino v'pardes. You stand sitting there for comfort. So ein notlin eitzim min ha-sukkah, ela min ha-samukkah. Hashta mashma, im hu av, shenos nukonim harbe, mutter litl mehena. We're talking about the schach. You can't take the roof off the sukkah on Yom Tov, but if it's thick, you can take some sticks away. You're taking off an oil, even if you take only some of the sticks away. Given the bati legabe schach, called purta the shokul minei stirahi, since whatever is on the roof of the sukkah is bottled to the roofing. So Lamaisa, anything you take away is considered stira. That's Gemara's kasha. Maishno min asuka deloka de kososur ala min asomach lanomi kososur ala. What's the difference if you take off from the lower layer of the schach? If you take off from the higher layer of the schach, the same thing. Either way, you're taking away from an oil. Omra of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, maishomach, somach li defonos. It means that you have walls that are made with lattice work, and you have some separate boards that are just supported or leaning on the sides. So those boards, since they're not part of the wall itself, are not bottled to the sukkah. They are boards, separate boards that are supported or standing up on the by the walls. Kivin shlo nergum hadofen lo bat legabi dofen, since they weren't woven together with the wall itself. It's not part of the lattice work of the wall. They know dome lishamuk l'schach shaschach inu aru. The schach is each piece is by itself, so every piece up there is bottled to the schach. B'tichah kachol shava ha'elyon kitachton schachu. But over here, since the wall itself is lattice work, is made together, and these are separate, supported next to the walls, so therefore you're not mevatel them to the wall, and they're not muktzah. I feel tamashain samach litfanus of a samach lishrach, and Rabbi Huda, what's it called? The Rabbi Nashia says that it could be talking even where it's on the shrach. Talking where you put bundles of the sticks on top of the schach. Since you didn't undo the bundles, you weren't mevatel these bundles to the schach. You put them there just for storage. Tanya, Reb Chiya bar Yosef, Tamed Reb Yochanan, ein notlim eitzim min ha-sukkah, ela min ha-somechla. Can't take wood from the sukkah, but from what's nearby. Reb Shimon matir, and Reb Shimon says it's mutter. The shavin b'sukkah sachag b'chag shasura. On sukkah itself, for sure it's asur. Tim hisno ha-leho ha-kolafitzno. But if you made a tnai that you're not being mevatel that to the sukkah, then the tnai helps. Mara says, now the Mara asked on this price. Reb Shimon Matir v'kasosur Allah. How could Reb Shimon Matir to take boards away from the schach? You're taking apart an oil. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak Allah b'sukkah no fellas askin. So where the sukkah fell down. Reb Shimon l'tameid l'esle muktzah. And even though when Yontif came in, the sukkah was up, and the boards were set aside for the schach. Now that it fell down, so Reb Shimon doesn't hold the muktzah, and therefore it becomes mutter. The Tanya, where do we see that similar thing where Reb Shimon holds that it's not muktzah? Moser Hashem and Shebener, Shebekaira Oser, Reb Shimon Matir. You have a candle that's burning, the oil, and it goes out, and there's leftover oil. So the Tanakama holds, is Reb Yehuda, that the oil is muktzah, because you had in mind to be makta it for the sake of the candle, and Reb Shimon holds this mutter, doesn't hold a muktzah. When it says no, me dummy, it's no comparison. Same thing over here. You had schach that was muktzah for the mitzvah, but now that it fell down, so now you can use it for other things, for burning. Over there you have in mind that you're hoping your candle's going to go out and leave you some extra oil. Here a person doesn't sit and wait for his sukkah to fall down. It's an unexpected thing. So maybe over here it is muktzah. Sukkah, where the sukkah was falling down from before Yom Tov too. It was a weak sukkah, and you had in mind that it could fall down. So it's the same thing as the Nair. Rashi, Reb Shimon Matir, afilu min ha-schach. He holds you can take even wood from the schach. L'kamin porich lei v'asasar ol. I can take wood from the schach. If it's standing, it's you're taking apart an oil. Right? They're taking wood from the schach is also even a cholamoid, because the Torah says that it has shem shamayim is chal on the sukkah. You can't take apart your sukkah on cholamoid either. In hisno lelef ne yantif, but if you made a tnai before yantif, it helps. No feles shenocha be yantif. The more answer is talking where the sukkah fell down, so it's no longer taking apart an oil. The leka stiras oil. The time of the Tanakhama is Shumukta. The Tanakhama holds us also to take those sticks because they're Mukta. So, Habein Ashmashas Hoyse Kayemes, Umukta Hi Machmas Isser Stira. Since when Bein Ashmashas came in, you couldn't take it off because of taking apart an oil. Avalasomach Lo Alab Mukta, Hu the Les Bein Mishum Stira. But the ones that are near the Schach, meaning near the Dfanos or whatever, which is not taking apart an oil, that's not Mukta to begin with. Most Rashem and Shabaner Shabakaira, Ner Kreuzel. Ner means the receptacle where you put the oil. Moser Hashem and Shinosin Bener Obekaira, Shemin Hanitin Ladloka Saner Shal Shabbos, the cover. Hamoser Yeshbo Vishu Muktzah Vosser. Tanakama holds that whatever's left over is Muktzah, because you had in mind to be Maktzah that for the Ner. And Reb Shimon holds it's Mutter because he doesn't hold the Muktzah. Moser says that case is different than case of Sukkah, because by the Ner, you're looking forward, you know it's going to go out eventually, and you're hoping there'll be some leftover oil. And then you have in mind that oil, you're not makzit. That's where Shimon holds not muktzah. He knows eventually it's going to go out. Therefore he had his mind on the extra, what would be after it went out. But here a person's not sitting and waiting for his sukkah to fall down. He knows it's going to fall down the next day. He's hoping it's not going to fall down. The sukkah ra'ua, the masukah died in lafa. It's talking about a sukkah that was shaky, that he knew it's possible to fall. So lemacher nafla, hilkach Reb Shimon muktzah leka, damrinim died in miyesma alayim. Therefore, Reb Shimon, who doesn't know the muktzah, holds over here also that he had an idea that the sukkah may fall down. So his mind was on it. If in case it would fall down, it's not muktzah. And the Tanakhama doesn't hold to this idea that you're not Maksa. Something that wasn't Roy Ben Ashmashas is Muktzah. Okay. The Shavim B'Sukkah Sachag B'Chag Shi Asura. But a Sukkah on Sukkahs, everybody holds that you can't take any wood away from it. Why? But if you made a Tanai, the Tanai helps. Mara says, Umi Mahani Bo Tanai. The Tanai helps to make the Sukkah, what's it called, not Asur. How do you know that the Eitz of the Sukkah are Osir all 7 days, not just Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's Osir to use that wood for anything else except for the Sukkah. Shenemar, Chagas Sukkah, Shivas Yomim Lashem. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Meseira Omer, Menayin Shekshem Shekhol Shem Shemaim Ala Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemaim Ala Sukkah, just like the Chagiga is Kodesh. Shem Shemaim is Chal on it. So too, Shem Shemaim is Chal on the Sukkah. There's a machlokus whether that means only the Schach or even the walls. And if it's even the walls, Tosfos says just the minimum of the walls. The rest of the walls are only also because of Muktzah. In other words, anything more than the minimum shear of the Sukkah. Right, that is also only because of Muktzah. And the Rambam holds that it applies only to the Schach. You never know who holds what. Yeah, Rambam holds that it's osur both the walls and the schach, and Rashi holds only the schach, and Tosfos holds the schach and the minimum shear of the walls is osur mishum this pasuk. Okay, Shem Shem Shemayim Chala Chagiga Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. Talmud Lomer Chag Asukkah Shivas Yomim Lashem. Ma Chag Lashem, Af Sukkah Lashem. Okay, Rashi. Lashem, Mashma Kol Shivas Lashem, Hu Hektish. All 7 days the Sukkah is Muktish Lashem. And therefore you can't use it for anything else. Ala Chagiga, Shalmi Chagiga, Leyosem Misha Huktishu. Just like Chagiga is Kodesh. After you made it hektish, chag chagiga. Chag means the chagiga, as we said many times. Okay, and Rafael, where's Rafael? It says we call it chag hachanukah or whatever. We have also Rosh Hashanah is called a chag, where there's no chagiga, but there are other korbanos. I don't know. Om Rav Anashe Barei de Rava, Sefer Esen L'Sukkah Di Alma, Aval Sukkah De Mitzvah Lo Mahani Botnoa. So Rav Menashe answers, we had the kasha before, l'chora is a t'nai help, l'chora is a pasuk, it's d'oraisa, that the sukkah is kodesh all 7 days. So how can you make it t'nai? So Rav Menashe says that the sefer, which says that t'nai helps, is talking not about sukkahs, a sukkah on sukkahs, but a sukkah on other yomim tovim. Av a sukkah de mitzvah lo mahani botanor. Mora says the sukkah de mitzvah lo, it doesn't help a t'nai by sukkah of mitzvah. Vatanya Sikha Kehilchasa, the Itra Bikromim, the Sadinim, Hamitsuyorin, the Tolaba, Gozim, Shkadim, Aparsikim, Rimonim, Parfili, Anovim, Yeno, Shmonim, Saltos, Atoro, Shibolin, right? All these are Noi Sukkah. Right? You made the Sukkah with the Schach Kahalacha, and then you decorated it with all these things. So, also with topic, Mehemad Motzi Yantifa Achron Shulchat. You're not allowed to use them since you were, you mocked to them. For a mitzvah, they're mukhukts, so the mitzvah, so you can't use them for anything except for the mitzvah. So you can't use them in a way that would take away from their ability to be noy sukkah by eating them or whatever till the last day of yontif, till the end of yontif. Then hishna aleihem akolafitzno, right? And even though what's it called yontif achron, they're only mukhtsa because of the day before, because already there's no more sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but since it's Muktzah L'Mitzvah, so we learn that even Huktzah because of the day before, right, even though it's not Muktzah because it may be the eighth day, it's okay. It's just maybe the seventh day. So when Ben Hashmashas came in, since it may be the seventh day, it's Aser. It remains Aser throughout the eighth day too. Because Huktzah L'Mitzvah so is a very strict Muktzah, and there even Muktzah because of the day before is Aser. Regular muktzahs aren't usher because of the day before, only because they're usher for the day coming in. But Tosa says that's only to usher Shmini Atzeres. But if Shmini Atzeres is Erev Shabbos, it doesn't remain usher on Shabbos because we don't say these two migus that it was usher because maybe it's Shvi, right? And therefore it remains usher on Shmini. But it doesn't remain usher on Shmini because, what's it called, maybe it's what's it called, because it became Osir on Shmini, it doesn't remain Osir on Shabbos, because if it's Shabbos, there's no reason for it to be Muktzah. Yom Tov is over in 2 days. And we don't make it Muktzah because of the day that passed, only because of the day that's coming. And it's not Muktzah because of the day that's coming. So if Shabbos follows Shmini Atzeres, Tosa says there it will be Mutter. It's only Osir till Motzoi Shmini Atzeres. Okay. The Hishna Leyam Akolafi Tano, but if you made a Tanai on the Noi Sukkah, it helps. If you made a Tanai that I'm not Bodil, so I can have the right to use this. All Ben Ashmashas. I'm not setting it aside for the mitzvah. If it's there, it's there. If I decide that I want to take it away, I'll take it away. Then the Tanai helps. Akolafi Tano. Abai Varova Damri Tarvayu. But Omer any Bodil Mehem Kol Ben Ashmashas. The lochola kedusha alai. It's talking. The tnai is that I'm not makza it bechlal as noy sukkah. I'll leave it there as long as I want. But whenever I want to take it away, I'm making a tnai that the whole bein hashmashos. I'm not. I don't have intention to make it hook to the mitzvah. So, aval atzei sukkah dechola kedusha alayu is katzoy l'shiva. But the Atrei Sukkah, again, according to Rashi, the Schach, or according to the Rambam, even the walls, or at least according to Tosus, the minimal walls, that's a special halacha in the Torah. That's not because of Huktzul Mitzvaso. That's a halacha from the Torah that Lashem, that it's Chal Kedusha. You can't use it for anything else. There, a Tanai doesn't help. But where the reason is because you were Maktzit L'mitzvah, therefore, if you made a Tanai, you weren't Maktzit L'mitzvah, and never was Chal the din of Mukta on it, and therefore it's Mutter. Umayishno mehodi itmar hifri shiva esrogim l'shiva sayomim. Right, if you separated seven esrogim, one for each day. Omar Rav kol achas v'achas yotzi bo v'ochla la'alter. Right, each one you can be yotzi with and eat it immediately. Tosa says immediately doesn't mean that day; it means the night, because that whole day it's huktzul mitzvasa. But your kavana was only for that day. The next day already this esrog wasn't huktzul mitzvah. You could eat it. Rav Asi Omar kol achas yotzi bo v'ochla mocher. And Rav Asi says, no, can't eat it la'alter, you can only eat it the next day. Hosn the mitzvah leilos miyomim, kol chad v'chad yom mitzvah v'yap inapshi. See, you don't have to make it a kodesh for the whole 7 days. Right? There, each day is a separate thing. Why don't we say the same thing over here? You only made it muktzah for the first day of Sukkot, and then the second day should be mutter. Right? Mara says, no, by Esrog, each day separate because there's a night in between when you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So we look at each day separate. And if you separate it for one day, it only remains Muktzah for that day. Next day is a new thing. But Sukkah, there's no separation. Sukkah is a straight 7 days. So if you made it Muktzah for the first day, it remains Muktzah the whole 7 days. Kachad lo mitzikul leilos miyomim kulu yomik echad yom arich tadomi. And if you didn't make a Tanai, it remains Muktzah for the whole 7 days. What? No, we're talking now, we're not because of the Pasuk. We're talking about the decorations or whatever. Okay. Sefer diktoni vim hisna oleha asuka di alma koi. It's not going on Sukkah Sachag. Va'areishu de braisa komahadar. Di iflugu batanakam of Reb Shimon. Diktoni ein notlin eitzim in asuka v'okimna v'shinochla. V'mishu muktza. The ka'omar in hisna oleha mi bold yom shim tipu mocha yasiken akolafi tno. It's not talking about sukkah of sukkahs, which is also because of the pasuk. It's talking about a sukkah that's also only because of muktzah. But itra yotha b'sadonim u'b'kromim etzuyorim. Kromim big day tzivonim. Kromim are colorful clothing, colorful sheets. Shekorin uvrites. Sadinim levonim shel pishtim. Sadinim are white. Yeno shmonim v'saltos b'kosher shel shukis lenoi. You hung these in glasses. Well, wines and oils and whatever. Hakolafi tno, but if you made a tnai, the tnai helps. Me'ektani osu l'stapik mehem shmani menyab batli l'hula gabi sukkah. Since it says that you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from them, it's mashri or maktza them l'shem na sukkah. So they become bottled for the sukkah. V'havi l'hu kisukkah. V'ka'omer t'ntanai mahani. So we think now that since you're mevatled them to the sukkah, they have a din of the sukkah, and the tnai helps, so the tnai would help for sukkah too. No, they're not bottled to the sukkah. They have a different din. The afagav the bottle, the gabod, the chimahani tnoa, the omrim, the odyom, any bodul mehem, miyos, kochi, uschusi bohem, legal koshos, orech shalbenashmos, or shalavyonte. Talking where you weren't mabottled them to the sukkah. You said, I want to have the right to take them away, the whole benashmos. So I never was mocked to them, the shame hasukkah. I put them there, as long as I want them, they're fine, they're decorations. If not, I have the right to take them away. Since you made that tonight, you never mevatel it to the sukkah. Hilkach b'shas bias hayom shoyse kedusha tzricho lochol aleim lochola. When Yom Tov came in, that the kedusha sukkah had to be chal, it wasn't chal, because you were not machzit l'shem the sukkah. L'fichach lohukza. Aval atzei sukkah she'eno yochol lehasen saleim t'nai zeh, shari al korcho yibodol mehem bein hashmasos, mishim desosar Allah. But the wood of the sukkah, the schach of the sukkah, there you can't say, I'm not making this part of the sukkah. Because when Yom Tov came in, it was part of an oel. Forget about the sukkah, it was part of an oel. And you couldn't take it apart. So memela, it's part of the sukkah. Memela, it's where the chal on it, the shem Hashem. Ubein Hashemash, the sofik Yom Tov, hu chol the kedusha aleha. Vali de kedusha zu, hu chol the shiva. Once the kedusha is chal, it's also the whole 7 days. Why is it usher 7 days? We usher each day separately by itself. Okay, that day you weren't bodil from it. So it's muktzah for that day. Why the next day is it muktzah? It was like seven esrogim, right? Why don't you look at each thing separately? The lo amar be esrog mishum bein hashmoshes kama liskotze lekol shiva. The esrog was muktzah when the first bein hashmoshes came. We don't say it remains muktzah the whole 7 days. We say it remains muktzah that first day. Ela lechad yoma michi asni ola lechad yoma. Since you made a condition for 1 day, so it's only muktzah for 1 day. Same thing over here. Why don't we say it's only muktzah for 1 day? The itmar hifrish yotzi bo biyoma. You yotzi with that day. Va'ochlo alter kesover lemitzvoses katzoy v'harinashes mitzvos. You made it hook muktzah for the mitzvah, and the mitzvah's finished, and then that's it. Right? Okay. Ravasi omer yotzi bova ochlo lamocher. The kivin dis katzoy lebein hashmashos is katzoy lekule yuma. Since it was muktzah, bein hashmashos is muktzah for the whole day. So on the first day, everybody, or what's it called, there the shayla, everybody agrees that you can't eat it till the next day, because everybody holds. The shayla is the rest of the days, where there's no muktzah out yontif. It's only muktzah chol hamoed. There's no muktzah on chol hamoed. It's only muktzah lemitzvoso. There, the first man the omer says you could eat it right away, right? And Rav says that you can eat it right away, because it was only hooked to lemitzvoso, the mitzvah's finished, you could eat it that day. But even Rav holds that the first day you have to wait till Motzei Yontif to eat it. Ravasi holds that all the time you have to wait till the next day. Can't eat it, you have to wait till the next day. Okay. V'ochul al-tuk, sovra mitzvah, iskoy, v'ar nas mitzvah. Ravasi omer yotzi bo v'ochul al-machar, dikivin iskatzoy, le'bein ha-shmashos iskatzoy le'kuli yoma, even on chol hamoed. And here muktzah doesn't mean you can't move it; it means you can't eat it. Even the asni olayel lehonis mehem becholah shel moed kefrish shel yom rishol domi. Why is it meaning muktzah the whole 7 days? Since you made a tnai that you want to be able to use it after that first day, even though you didn't make a tnai on the first day itself, it should be muktzah the second day. Umishum debein hashmoshes kama kodesh ka'amris diskatzoy leshiva. Why is it 7 days? And where it says the mafski leilus miyomim vayesrig, the mitzvah stops at night. So each day is considered separately. But by sukkah, the mitzvah doesn't stop at night, right? She'ein mitzvah so belayla by esrig. But by sukkah, the mitzvah is even at night. Therefore, you look at the whole 7 days as one unit, and if it's muktzah, the first bein hashmashos, it remains muktzah for the whole 7 days.